This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Do you know the number one thing that surprises engaged couples? Take a guess. The sheer amount of decisions they have to make while planning a wedding. Indoors or outdoors? How many guests? Are kids invited? Controversial. Which cake flavor? Seriously, how do you even begin to figure out what's right for you? That's where Zola comes in. Zola has everything you need to make every wedding decision a piece of cake, from choosing your dream wedding venue and vendors to deciding how to best spend your budget. With tons of customizable wedding websites, save the dates, and invites, every detail will feel like you. Zola will even help you choose the gifts, experiences, and cash funds you really want. The next thing you know, you've planned your whole wedding all in one place. From getting engaged to getting married, Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Thank you for being with us this afternoon. We have an exciting Christmas special all worked up for you starting tomorrow at noon, and pretty much on from there, you're going to be able to enjoy a lot of Christmas programming here on the Annie Fry Show. Mark Reardon's going to do his thing at 3, and we're looking forward to being able to present that and spend that time with you. When we're going to open gifts here in a minute, and I just said, like, okay, let's divvy them up. And I looked at Ryan, I'm like, you want to get your gifts out? He just goes, well, they're not wrapped.
They're in a gift box. They're in their own box. But you can see what they are.
Explain your...
I didn't know we were going...
Did you run out of time?
No. I just made a decision.
Those boxes have been sitting on the sill in his office for...
2 weeks?
2-3 weeks at least. Yeah.
Yeah, so we you can see what I got you.
I didn't run out of time.
I had plenty of time.
Worth wrapping your presents.
I thought those were very nice boxes, and I wanted them to be seen.
So I need to explain something quickly. So hold on. I have gifts, but they're at home because I didn't know you guys were taking tomorrow off. So I assumed we were doing this tomorrow. So all mine are just sitting at home right now under our tiny little tree, which is about the size of the one in studio, by the way.
Still at Walmart is what you mean.
No, I do not mean still at Walmart, Ryan.
He's like, Ryan, I wouldn't get you anything from Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
That's no, fancy. Walmart's too nice for Ryan. Yeah, I mean, Dollar Tree is probably about the max I would go for.
We just went
Ryan.
There yesterday. My son bought a bunch of things there for
all that to say that, are you guys back on the 26th? Yes? No?
No.
When are you back? When are you guys back?
I'll be here.
You're the only one?
You can give me my
Well, Ryan, you will get yours on the 26th, but...
I will be back for an insurrection of the Annie Fry Show on January 6th.
Hey, so you're gonna... You'll get a insurrectionist present from Ethan.
Yeah, forget the holiday part.
Merry insurrection.
January 6th is a holiday for a lot of people.
Yeah, no kidding.
Well,
so there's my defense.
Ryan went way deep into the thought process of what to get people, and he gave us something from his sponsor, Andreas.
Yeah, I went there and bought those, though. I didn't call and be like, hey, send me some gift boxes.
Thank you for the incredible packaging.
You're welcome.
That hard is, to go wrong that, with Andreas.
Is that real wood grain?
Mm-hmm. That is real wood. Those
it was
are real
once,
wood boxes.
Then it was fabricated
and then
into
it
cardboard.
Was, yeah, made down into pulp.
That's how it
refashioned
works.
Into cardboard and made to look like original wood.
Andreas barbecue sauce, Andreas steak sauce, Andreas house salad dressing. A wonderful gift for my husband.
Normally, I would say those the pressure's on. This sauces. Better be really good. But you've talked so much about it and have spoken so highly that I'm not even worried.
It's great. And I know Brad uses it.
I'm actually really excited for the barbecue sauce daily.
Then I've sold you.
You've totally sold me.
Yeah. All three of them, the dressing, the barbecue sauce, and the steak sauce.
I'm already booked at Fountains Family Dental.
Are you really?
No, I'm not.
Hey, one more before we start opening. This one was a little bit lame, so I didn't want to like make this an official part of the gift, but just in case you wanted a copy and you haven't had one
yet. Are you freaking kidding me?
I did. I was going to give you my book.
You gave us Andrea's steak sauce and your book?
If you wanted one. You want one?
Yes, I want one.
Okay, good. I'm glad somebody does.
Well, we have a fireplace now and it just started working, so this will be great kindling.
Wait, are you going to rebuy it or are you going to burn with it?
I was kidding.
Don't burn the glossy stuff.
Oh, yeah, bad for the environment.
Yeah. You can read about that on page. They don't have numbers.
That's right. They're numberless.
This is my kind of book. There's like probably on average 25 words per page.
Uh-huh.
This is perfect
and
for
pictures.
Me.
Yeah.
And pictures.
On average, it takes you about 25 minutes to read the entire book.
What is the name of this book?
The Grocery List, Food for Thought. I wasn't trying to promote it. I just was giving you guys a copy if you wanted one. But they'll just be right here.
I bet pirates would pretend to be interested in a woman's inner beauty sometimes.
Brian takes the opportunity to give us gifts so that he can promote his client and his book.
But really,
I feel the Christmas spirit.
But really, all they cared about was the outer beauty.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
It's beautiful.
It is a good one, though.
I'm in the middle of signing your book.
That is the weirdest.
What?
That is the weirdest thing. So at least one person, if not others, have asked Annie to sign my book.
Oh, and I'm signing it, all right. Don't give
you
it away.
You didn't sign my book.
I did not. You want me to sign it?
I want you to sign my book.
I want
book.
You to stand in a line when I go to my next book signing.
No, you're going to sign it right now.
My
for
next
me.
Book signing. When
Ryan,
have you had a book
is
signing?
Is there a book signing and is there a line?
There is not.
What?
There's
that
no
line
book
is your children and
there
you
is
want
no
you to
line.
Stand behind them.
Let me ask this. How much does a signature increase the value of this book?
100-fold. Yeah.
So from
it was
zero
given to you.
Yeah, as far as
zero.
Resale goes, it's zero. Now, if you buy a new, then you're going to get the full package. But so Annie's apparently reading it during the show because
no,
she's
I'm not
signing
it.
She's signing.
I'm book. Signing it.
She's signing every
it's
page.
It's totally different.
Every page. Approved by Annie Fry.
Yeah.
No, that's not what it
I'm
says.
Making her.
All right, Ryan, you're hosting this segment because you're the one who wanted to do a gift opening.
Oh, did I?
And you're done.
Okay. You guys went a little bit big. I didn't realize that this was... I thought it was just going to be like a, you know, a friendly thing, but this is a little much, guys.
Okay, that is a bagalone.
Is it really?
Yeah.
No kidding.
A bagalone.
Can I get some carpet swaths?
And the other one right there is an air conditioner from Air Comfort Service.
Oh.
Is this from you?
Yeah. I told you it's a bagalone. See, this is why radio opening gifts is bad. We're all sitting here watching him open things.
What was really pop? Oh, go ahead.
This is a great gift.
Yeah, I know it's a great
for
gift.
My job.
Yeah, yeah, it's functional. Do you know what it is?
Uh huh.
Uh huh.
I think it might be golden.
Yeah, it's solid gold.
It's a golden bell.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Oh no.
You have to take.
Put, yeah, put on something solid.
Do you see where it's from?
Oh.
Wait a minute.
Do you see where it's from?
Disney.
Where?
Look what it says on
the
other side.
Yeah, it says on the top of it.
Made in China.
No.
Oh, Lord.
The Hollywood Tower Hotel. Oh, it's a Twilight Zone bell.
Yeah.
Oh, this is like the bellhop bell from the...
pretty thoughtful.
Yeah, that's cool.
The hotel
let me see.
Is...
I think it needs to be, yeah.
Yeah, let me... I'm a professional.
Man, that ride.
Bells are pretty complicated.
You know, I have not been to Hollywood Studios since I went with you guys.
Why did it go that bad?
No, I just every time we've been back, we've gone to
Epcot.
Pretty much ride Guardians of the Galaxy.
I like my just sweatshirt. I just got this.
Well, that's fun.
That is an amazing sweatshirt.
My cheery sweatshirt. Don't open that one yet.
Okay.
I might take that one back.
I'll wait.
Yeah. You're hosting.
Oh, am I? Okay. Well, the next thing I'm going to do is open another gift to me.
I like how his hosting is. Well, I'll just keep opening my presents.
Okay. Then I think it is Brad's turn. I'm going to pass the baton while I open one. So
this one's from Annie.
Okay.
You can talk, Ryan. You're hosting, remember?
Well, I don't know who's from what, though.
Oh.
Is this from you? No, this is from Brad.
I just explained that.
Thank you.
You just explained
that.
Okay.
Thank you for that.
Okay, Brad is opening.
I'm still trying to get this out of here. Oh.
Something very unique.
Whoa.
Can I use this on Ryan?
You do whatever you want with it.
This is a T-Rex target shoot, and it shoots up to 25 feet or 7.62 meters.
Yeah, we don't care about the metric system.
Only when it comes to ammo.
What is it? T-Rex
what is
target
it?
Shoot.
Show
it.
Look at you boys.
It's a T-Rex.
Look, Ethan's face is Christmas morning. Look at him. He wants that.
What is it? What does it do?
It shoots.
It's a T-Rex that has its mouth open, and the mouth is a target for a gun that shoots foam balls.
Does it come with that gun?
Yes.
Also?
Balls.
Yeah, everything's in there.
And then it tallies how many times you shoot the balls into the T-Rex mouth target.
Yeah.
Now that is
oh,
amazing.
So the T-Rex isn't the shooting target. The balls.
No. It's
okay.
Yeah.
So do you shoot the T-Rex in the mouth?
Maybe we can open it up and test it out.
We should test it out.
Hey, this one's funny from Brad. It's a little plaque. It says, "This too shall pass. It might pass like a kidney stone, but it will pass." Didn't I say that the other day?
You said that Friday. I almost gave that to you to open.
You had this before I said that?
Yes.
Oh,
it was,
yeah.
It was over
hilarious.
There on the thing, yeah.
Where did you get that?
The mall.
Which I went mall?
To St. Clair Square.
Oh, right. That's
I went to the mall, and it was like being 16 again. There were people walking around, and there was a lot of stuff going on. So I went two times in the past week, and the second time was Saturday, and there was just a bunch of people walking around. And it was like my wife went into Bath & Body Works to get stuff, and it just reminded me of being in high school again.
You guys really went big here. I didn't know we were going to do that. Whoa.
We didn't do anything that we don't do every
you're
year.
You're trashing on Andrea's steak sauce right now.
Well, you guys got multiple things. This is a Sega Genesis game from Brad.
Mm-hmm. What game is it?
RBI Baseball 4.
RBI
oh, that's
Baseball
beautiful.
4.
Do you have a Sega Genesis?
I might still somewhere. We were talking about this one time. I guess he decided to gift it to me.
These are very thoughtful gifts.
Is it just the game? Can he play it without a Sega?
Well, he's got to open all his presents.
Oh, wait now. So I got to open this next one.
Whoa.
I think
I might know what's ahead.
I think that's the right
Holy
note, too.
Holy moly.
Check my work.
Genesis, it says Genesis 2 on it.
Yes.
What does that mean?
So there are three iterations. There's a 1, a 2, and a 3. And so that's the middle generation.
Assumed
so
it
this
had...
is an actual Sega Genesis?
Yes.
Like original?
Yes.
That's a good guess.
I'm expecting maybe an emulator. This
no.
is like a real Genesis.
This is the real deal. And so that little piece that I gave you over there is so that you can hook it up to a modern TV.
Oh my gosh, I still have all my old games.
That's awesome.
You still have all your old Genesis games?
Hook it up
that's
to
awesome.
That thing.
Okay.
Ethan, can you do that?
What?
You think you can hook
you
that thing
up while
we're
doing cable.
The show?
You need an HDMI cable. Do we have one of those?
I don't know. If you ask Robert, I'm sure he'll find you one.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to go get Robert.
Not yet.
Mr.
Not now.
Quarterly of the Month guy.
Oh, yeah. Man. Everybody's winning awards.
Q4.
You can go ahead.
She just said not to right
oh,
now.
Not okay. right now. We're doing gifts.
Well, I was hosting, so.
So, yeah.
You're not bossing. You're hosting.
The other thing is, too.
You don't have any power.
It is original, but it's old electronics.
Uh-huh.
So they said if it doesn't work, I can return it and
well,
swap
you gave
it
me the converter.
Said. Yes.
So.
But, like, they said that the system should work, but if you have any problems with the system, let me know. I have the receipt, and I can take it and swap it for a different one.
And that's amazing.
Work,
no
so.
Kidding.
That's quite the gift.
You can get quite the deal on those, too. It's amazing. So
it's amazing what something being 60 years old will do.
Oh,
that's
it's not
maybe,
that
maybe
old,
60
dude.
Years old.
Dude.
I just threw a number out. All right.
Old
easy.
Tech.
Easy.
Are you going to order? Are you going to open anything?
Brad? I'm
Brad,
just doing what you do. I told you
so
I was going to just do what you do.
So
I'm just going
to
make this difficult.
Annie, why don't you open that small one on top over there?
All right. See, Brad's hosting.
And
he's
one,
producing. He's taking care
that
of
that one right there is
double
for me.
Duty.
It's from, huh?
Me and Terry.
Okay. It's got great wrapping paper. I
yeah.
Like
who wrapped
so,
it?
Oh, Terry, for sure. Terry used to work at Hallmark.
Oh.
And so, like, if you look at it, if
she
it looks...
play around.
Has she been in
yeah.
movies?
No. But if you look at anything that's wrapped, if the wrapping looks a little wonky, that's me. If it looks nice and well done and professional, that one's from Terry. So, we,
Wonky.
So,
that's a funny word.
It's a little nativity scene.
And that is olive wood from Jerusalem.
Wow, that's
Whoa.
Crazy.
And that's a little piece of incense in the...
Did you go get that
inside.
Yourself?
Very cool.
I didn't go over there and get it
yeah,
myself.
Yeah,
he
went to Jerusalem.
And
Ryan went to Andrea's.
And so.
Went to Andrea's. And the Dead Sea, but I didn't bring
that's
anything
really
back.
That's really cool. Oh. Look at that. Thank
so,
you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
That's super wonderful. Nice. Brad, you host now.
Okay,
Brad,
so Ethan, you haven't opened anything yet, Ethan. So the one bag, the blue bag's
Hold
for
on.
Me.
Let's just tell you what they are.
Okay, yeah. Quote unquote.
Did you open it? Yeah.
So Ethan, why don't you open one of those two bags? The white bag's from Annie, the blue bag's from me. So whichever one you want.
All right.
So he's going in for the blue bag.
Here we go.
And don't take your time. Just dive right in.
Ooh, we love beanies. Oh, that is amazing.
What is it?
It is an Alabama Crimson Tide beanie. That is mighty
Roll
sharp.
Tide.
Roll Tide, baby. And
with the palm on the
some
top.
Socks. Some Alabama socks.
Did you hear the Indiana coach on the panel talking major-ish
about... Yeah, he's
about,
a clown.
We don't beat top 25 teams. We kick the ish out of them.
Yeah, he's a
and
clown.
And then he starts talking about how he learned everything he knows from Saban, and then Saban goes, you didn't learn how to talk ish from me. He said that on the thing.
He's a clown.
And then it was like the broadcasters for the Notre Dame football game were... penalized by having to do that game. At the end, they were like, this is the biggest waste of time ever.
I was like,
they need to ease up.
It was a terrible game. Now, to be fair, Cignetti was talking about his time with his previous school about beating top 25 teams, but the context of it, like, sounded
I just said,
terrible.
Man,
that
Freeman
was
should
so
go,
bad.
Marcus Freeman should just be like, hey, boys, just want you to see this. All right, let's go take care of
business. Here's the crazy thing. Like, love you, Annie. Notre Dame, I don't even think is crazy good. Like, they're a decent team, but I think they're probably going to get beat in their next game.
As the tight end for the Notre Dame Fighting Irish, I take that very personally.
But love
you, Andy. I have no idea how dedicated I am.
Well, yeah, you had on a jersey the other day, and that's a pretty serious devotion, in my opinion.
Thank you.
So is this from you?
Me and Terry.
Brad? Oh, thank you so much. You're welcome. This is awesome. This is probably going to be worn this week, both of these
excellent things.
So,
do you even ski?
Do I ski? Have never skied in my life.
That's everybody wants to know.
Skiing is such...
Yeah, what is up with... I didn't know that you had to, like, ski to wear beanies.
I don't know.
You don't have to love the team that you're wearing. For instance, last week I wore a Michigan State shirt for no reason.
That's true. And how many people asked you about if you, you're a Sparty
guy?
Yeah,
I thought this is just a shirt, you know, and everybody's like, oh, okay, all right. Asking me questions about Michigan State. I don't know.
Ethan, why don't you
go green.
Ethan, why don't you go ahead and open up the other one while we're doing this? Because
what's it called? Is it ASMR? Is that what it's called when it's like
God. Please do that.
Yeah, where you like
godforsaken thing.
The noises.
Here
we go. It's a box. Ooh, it's an ornament. Cardinals ornament.
Turn it around.
Oh yeah, gotta show the people.
Yeah, look.
What's on the back of the box?
A gift card.
Well,
ooh,
yeah, that's just.
Yeah.
Look at the ornament.
Oh, just the ornament. Forgot. Right. Don't look at the gift card.
I don't want you to miss that part.
Don't look at the gift card. So this is a Cardinals bobblehead ornament.
I think the feet kind of like, when you hang it, I think it's almost like a reverse bobblehead.
Oh, that's
I think the
awesome.
Feet
and the head is a baseball with a Cardinals hat on it. Looks like he's rounding third base. And let's see if I can get it out of this box. Let's see if I can outsmart the box here. This is awesome. Thank you. And, you know, new marriage, new family, new ornaments for a tree. So this is new tree? Awesome.
Or do you do real?
New first baseman.
We will eventually. True. Wilson Contreras.
Goldschmidt stuff's on sale right now.
That doesn't surprise
me
because he's with a different
Christmas.
Team now.
I'll get you some for New Year's Day.
Let's take a quick break. We got a few more gifts to open up. We would love to hear from you on the YouTube live chat poll. Will mixed politics with mixed company be a holiday problem for you this year? Yes or no? Go vote. Leave a comment and tell us what you think. And we are here to wish you Merry Christmas. So stick around. We got a lot more coming up on the Annie Fry Show in just a few minutes. Don't go away.
Nothing is off limits as host Sophia Franklin dishes on her personal life, like toxic relationships, dating and hookups, and dealing with insecurities, all with humor and real talk. Find Sophia with an F on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Thank you for being with us this afternoon. A couple days from Christmas, and we are very excited to get the show on the road. We're opening gifts here, and are these both from you, Brad?
Yes, they are.
Okay. We're going to do this and get through this and before we get to the end of the show. Does it matter which one I open?
No, they're not related at all.
Okay. So I have one in a box here that seems kind of easy to open, so I'm going to do that. Woo! This is a gift certificate for one automotive detail service, interior and exterior, including wax. Is this from, you're going to detail my
yes.
car? Oh, heck no, you don't want to do that.
Yes.
That is you're going to regret that.
Well, if I were to regret it, I wouldn't have given it to you as a gift. There's three of those in there, by the way.
What? Wow.
So.
Oh, my gosh.
Brad, my wife will hire you and several others.
That's crazy.
I'll have to think about how much I'll charge
her. Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome.
That's very kind. That's very generous. And I know you're good at that stuff, so. Including wax. Good grief.
Well, if you're going to do it. You got to do the whole thing, right?
For sure. All right. And more Mickey. Very cute. I love this wrapping paper. Where'd she get it from?
I don't know. She came home. She's like, look what I found.
Yeah, that's
and she
perfect.
Just didn't tell me where I got it, where she got it from. Yeah. I'll find out and I'll get it.
You don't ask her, like, where did you buy that wrapping
no.
paper?
No. Oh, come on. I'm a guy. Cool.
Is this what this is?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. So.
It's a laptop stand.
With a swivel.
Very cool. Oh, so I can move it back and forth.
Yeah.
Instead of putting it on.
That's probably for here.
This book.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's very cool. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that. I will use that right now, as I am using the other one that you bought.
I'm going to use this gift right now, too. It is a Sega Genesis.
Yeah, exactly. All right. You've got one left, okay. Ryan.
This
other one
Annie.
Is for me. Please open that up.
Where did you get this paper?
Target. It was in the Republican section, which is why it's red and white.
Oh, it's so cute.
That's it. That's a big box.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to you opening this sucker up.
An electrical tape overpowering you there, bud?
Yep. Uh-oh.
We see it, guys. You got to talk.
Oh. it's a robe, and he's putting it on. So, for those of you
is
listening at home,
Hogwarts robe.
It's a burgundy robe. What does that little symbol say? HTH.
Oh, is this from the Twilight Zone too?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's from the Hollywood. It's from the Tower of Terror, but the Hollywood Hotel.
This is a very nice robe.
I know. It is a nice robe.
It's like a period piece, but it's very functional.
Yes. I've wondered for a little bit of time whether you're going to keep that for here or take it home.
Oh, I don't know. I'm getting a little hot wearing it right now.
Well,
but
you're also wearing a hoodie.
Probably don't wear as much underneath, mm-hmm. but here, by all means, wear
can
as
you
much.
Wear this just as clothes?
I mean, you can try to
not
do whatever
here.
You want.
I'll see.
You're we'll usually see. Here for a few hours before I am, so mm-hmm. if it's a problem, it'll probably be resolved before I get here. So I'm for whatever.
Nice. This is great. Thanks.
You're welcome.
It looks awesome, too.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
And to
Gosh.
All a good night.
That's very thoughtful.
My husband texted and wants Ethan to know that Notre Dame opened as a 1.5 favorite over Georgia, just for
oh,
the people
really?
Paying attention at home.
Man.
So you can see where the Notre Dame alliances lie in the household.
Team SEC better hedge their bets.
How much Christmasing do you have left to do?
Very
Prep.
Little. No, I think we have to maybe wrap a couple things, and that's about it. We're done.
You?
Yeah, we're down to wrapping. So everything that hasn't been wrapped, we'll wrap that probably tonight or tomorrow during the day, and then we'll be done.
I think I feel like we always have things to do, and we just keep doing more until the time is up.
That's very true.
And it's
yeah.
you know if there's extra time, let's bake some cookies. If there's extra time, let's maybe see if we can get a another gift for something that makes something a little bit better, or go get a new outfit or something like that. Like clean the house,
mm-hmm.
do the things after Christmas is over. It's my son's birthday. The
oh, yeah.
day after.
Yeah.
So he's going to be 15. Did you know in the state of Illinois, on your 15th birthday, you just get your permit?
Really?
Yeah.
Like automatically?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
You don't have to. We haven't filled anything out yet for it yet, but you get your permit at 15. Now, you don't get your license until you're 16, but he takes driver's ed next semester, but he gets his permit. It's like you fill out the form and you get it. I was thinking about this. How much driving did you do before you were legal to drive? Like actual behind the wheel of a car. Not I drove a tractor or I drove a four-wheeler or this, that, and the other thing. In the driver's seat of a vehicle by yourself, how much did you do before you were in a legal capacity to do so?
Mainly the driver's ed class.
No, that's not...
Not that?
No,
counting that?
Like didn't your dad ever or mom ever take you out
they
to...
Would, Until I was 15, not much. You know, once I got the permit, I think they would let me drive with them sometimes.
Before the permit?
Then none.
Never?
Not that I can remember. Like maybe they're going to text me and say, yeah, we did that a couple times, but I don't
like
remember
like in a parking
that.
Lot somewhere?
I remember learning to ride a bike like that, but not a car.
Were you 15?
I wanted some independence.
I don't have a permit yet, Dad. I don't think this is legal.
I wanted to ride Family Fun Time.
Do some laser tag. Eat some rectangle pizza.
I wanted to play neck and neck, the horse racing game. That was before gambling.
Neck and neck?
Yeah, it was my favorite arcade game.
How much driving did you do, Brad?
I probably started when I was around 12. We grew up on a farm, so there were things like, okay, hey, run these lunches out to the field or whatever. And so I'd have to drive down, you know, from my grandma's house, down the driveway, down the country road, out into the field road, and out to the wherever my grandpa or uncle or dad was with the tractor. So this is just hours upon hours of it.
I used to work with a guy when I worked in golf courses. I worked at Gateway Golf Course for a little while. And you'd say something like this randomly. And he was usually either teenagers who worked in the cart barn or retired guys. So you had a bunch of 18-year-olds and a bunch of 65-year-olds all working together. And
who of those two groups, who was living on the edge more?
That's a good question. I don't know the answer to that.
Because it really depends on the 65-year-olds and the 18-year-olds, yeah. But it could go either way.
Yeah, right. Well, we had a lot of characters out there, but this one guy was just, he was just a very dedicated worker. Most of the retired guys worked there for benefits to be able to just play golf for free, right? They were making minimum wage and they were just playing golf. But this one guy, he was there every morning, just super faithful guy. Did everything he needed to do, but he didn't talk a whole lot. But every now and then, you'd say something, and he'd go, oh yeah, I got a story about that. And you'd be like, oh, here we go. Everybody gather around. This guy, his last name was Neiman. I don't remember. Maybe his first name was Jack. And
are you allowed to be saying these names?
Oh, he was, you know, he was amazing. I hope he's still around, because this was like 25 years ago. And he would start telling a story. And you just remind me of one of the ones we talked about, because, you know, we were only 18. Mm-hmm. Some people had gotten their driver's license, you know, within a year or two of working there. And he's like, oh, I remember when I got my driver's license. I was a little older, but I had been driving for many, many years. And we're like, oh, okay, everybody's gathering around the fire, you know. What's this going to be? And he said, yeah, this was back when I used to live in the South. I used to run shine. We're like, wow, really? He's like, yeah. Back when I was about 13 years old, I'd get in a car and take shine wherever it needed to go. And sometimes you had to race basically to get there. I'm like, wow, these are amazing stories. And it was generational, mm-hmm. because it was stuff that in the early 2000s, 90s, you wouldn't hear people talking about this stuff unless they had lived through different eras.
Yeah.
And he talked about the first time he'd ever heard rock and roll and all these things, but he wouldn't talk a whole lot. But when he'd tell you that story, man, it was amazing.
I would drive. My grandparents lived next door to my parents, but it's kind of in the country, so it might have been 100 yards, I would say, away from our house. And from the time that we could fit on my parents' lap, my mm-hmm. dad's lap or whatever, you'd sit on the lap and you'd steer, and then they'd push the pedals. And then there was, can I drive home? Can I drive home? Can I drive home? And then you drive the 100 yards home. And I mean, I have no idea. I'd have to ask my parents, and I can hear my dad go, I don't remember that. He would remember doing it, but he'd have no idea how old we were. But it was way before. But I mean, it's 100 yards on a street that nobody drives on. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't that big of a deal. My son has done, he's moved the car a couple of times. But it's like, we're right there where I got to get behind the wheel with him and start practicing. And, you know, maybe he's going to want to, I could see him wanting to only go with his dad. I could see him only wanting to go with me. It'll depend. He'll probably pick Jared to do a lot of the practicing, but.
Are you nervous about that?
I would be more nervous as a mom with him out with my husband than I would with him out with me. Just because I would have control or be in the same situation. Not because I don't trust my husband at all, but. When you're like you, if they're out and about, I would just worry until they come home. That's just the way I am. I would just fret, even if there was not really a reason to fret, so to speak. But it's a scary thing. I don't really know how to... It's not new. I mean, everybody listening right now remembers when their kid did this or when they, you know, I remember getting my permit and I remember getting my license and it was the greatest freedom that I've ever felt.
Yeah.
It, like to be able to drive and to go places. Like I was so excited for that day. And then I hear about kids today who aren't excited for doing that. And it's not as prevalent in my personal experience that kids don't want to drive as I've heard it made out to be. But as a parent, oh my gosh. Like, and you know, my son, he is a responsible kid. He's not somebody who I feel is going to do stupid things, but there are stupid people on the road every day when I'm driving. So how do I keep my son protected from those people? I know realistically that I don't. It's just, it's like, oof. Christmas time, every Christmas marks all your memories of when the kids were littler or when you were littler and the thing, you know, if when you were littler and you used to go to grandma's house, but grandma's not here anymore. Like all of these things happen in the midst of the Christmas holiday season. And then I just get the little extra punctuation on the end of the Christmas holiday with my son's birthday being the 26th, where it's like, oh, and now you're 15. Oh, and now you're 16. Oh, and now you're married with children and I'm a grandma. It's the way it just seems. It just goes and goes and goes.
Your first baby's first Christmas had to be a long wait.
Yeah, we always said he's as old as you can be on a first Christmas.
Yeah, yeah.
My water broke on December 26th with the first baby. My water broke at home. It's very unusual for women to actually have their water break. It's not something that happens commonly, especially for a first child. And he was originally due on January 4th, and then they moved him up a week on the due date. And then I think he was supposed to be due... Oh, he was going to be due January 27th. So the next day I was going to get induced. So I was like, just get past Christmas and then, December 27th. And we were at my grandma's house on Christmas evening because we would always have Christmas dinner there. And then we stay up and we would play cards after the fact. And like after everything kind of settled down, we'd play Pinochle, we'd play Pepper. I don't know if anybody's ever heard of Pepper. And that night we were up playing cards until after 3 a.m. with my grandma, who was maybe 90, I don't know, 80, late 80s probably. And we were all playing cards. I was getting terrible cards. I remember it was just miserable. And I remember my brother looking at me. He's like, so could you like, he's my younger brother. Could you go into labor like right now? And I'm like, yeah. And then he just like looked at me like I was a ticking time bomb about ready to explode. And I was kind of being facetious. Then we went home and I've told this story before, but it bears repeating. Laying in bed, and so, I don't know what your experience was with your wife being pregnant when it was time to go. She labored them
without... With the twins, they were induced.
Induced, but yeah. She labored them. that night, I just laid in bed. I was as awake as I could possibly be. I just couldn't sleep. Super uncomfortable. 9 million months pregnant. And I'm laying in bed, can't sleep, after having played cards till 3 a.m. And I'm just laying there, can't sleep. I remember it seeing like 5 o'clock or something on the clock. Finally fall asleep. And then I remember like I'm asleep finally and I open my eyes wide and I look at the clock and it is 7 a.m. on the dot. And I felt my water break and I leapt up out of bed. And I'm standing next to the bed. It's a messy situation. I'm just going to tell you that right now. And I'm standing next to the bed after my water is broken. And Jared's totally passed out because he, too, was up playing cards super late last night at grandma's house. And I go, Jared! And he looks up at me. I'm like, my water broke. And he leaps out of bed. Leaps. And so he's in like this defensive stance with his legs bent and his hands out in front of him on the other side of the bed to me. And I'm just standing there like helpless. Not in pain, but in a situation. And he looks at me and then he's like, he must have thought like, I got to go to the car. So he looks at me and then he runs away from me and then to go to the car. But then he comes back because he realizes I'm here. He makes 3 complete circles trying to figure out what to do. Then I go, Jared. And he stops and he goes, yeah. I'm like, I need you to get it together. And he's like, okay. And he's still in this defensive stance. I don't know what he was going to tackle me. I don't know what he was going to do.
He was going to receive the baby.
Yeah. Like, it was, man, if it were that easy. And so I was like, I need you to get the bag in the car and I need a towel. and we need to go to the hospital. And he was like, okay. So he did the thing. But it was when they put in TV shows or movies like what first time dad looks like when that happens, it was even better than that. It was wonderful. It makes me laugh every time I think about it. But that's kind of what happens. And with the rush of the holiday season, everything going on, and at that point, our holidays were kind of done with because it was the day after Christmas. And now, ever since that time, it's the holiday season. And then Charlie's like, we're staying up on Christmas night, aren't we? And then he says to me, maybe a couple weeks ago, he goes, oh, man, I'm going to turn 21, and there aren't going to be any bars open at midnight for me to drink at. I go, there's probably a bar open on Christmas night that if you really want to... Our whole family will go have a drink with you in a bar. Like, that's... Who goes... I mean, we never go to bars. It's not like it's his experience, like, where mom and dad are like, well, they're at the bar, now he wants to participate. We would have to go, like, are you open on Christmas night? We would like to have a drink at 12:15 in the morning. So, that's always something that I think about in conjunction with Christmas. And this year is 15. Next year is 16. Lord have mercy.
It's amazing how much those stories don't exist as much now with modern technology.
Yeah. And I mean,
it's all planned.
Our due date wasn't a firm due date. We didn't have a specific due date that we knew it to be. It was a best guess. When we found out we were pregnant with Charlie, it was a little bit of a surprise. So we kind of were just guessing. And
that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, as the story goes, I'm not going to tell the whole story now, but... During that pregnancy, Jared was adamant that we not find out the sex of the baby. He did not want to know, and I thought, that's ridiculous. And I told him, I do want to know, and I'm carrying this sucker. And so we agreed that I would find out what Charlie was going to be and just not tell him. So I found out at about 17, 18 weeks, whenever that ultrasound is, and I kept it a secret. And he found out when Charlie came out and had a wee-wee. Charlie will love that I told him that part of the story.
Well, he's a boy, so I think people kind of assumed.
Yeah, but you don't usually refer to it.
That's true.
Now that we're talking about it more, we should take a break.
Yeah, we should. Let's go ahead and take a break here on that.
We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. So last year at this time, we did some prediction ornaments. I think we need to do these again for next year. We're not going to do them today, but we will have them maybe for the 2025 year when we come back. I'm going to go through a couple of these and we'll comment on it. I think this one's from you. Recession acknowledged by CNN. I don't think that never happened.
No, that didn't happen this year.
Did we ever have a recession? I mean, we've never said
it. I still think it's coming, but...
We had one. They just changed the definition.
Well, that's true.
Said, no, we didn't.
Yeah.
Was that how they sounded?
Yeah, more or less.
Is this you? Yours, it says it's Biden, or is that you?
That's not me.
It's Biden was probably me, that I was saying Biden still would be the nominee. And that clearly did not happen.
This one says AF. Biden drops out.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely called it in December.
You got that one.
How long was I saying it before then? Even?
I mean, you had been saying it since 21.
Because it's so obvious.
But look how far he made it.
Well, that's on them. Because
that's
right
amazing.
Now they're like, oh my gosh, he hasn't been running the country for like full 4 years. And
Can
we're all like,
it?
We know.
When I made that prediction, they were already starting primaries. They were already voting for him. So I was like, you can't kick him out once he's won all the delegates.
Here's another one. GOP wins the Senate. I think that's mine. That's the way I wrote most of these. And we did. And boy, did we. Mm-hmm. 53 seats. That's a good majority.
That's a good, yeah, that's good.
I think the Senate is going to be kind of a sleeper story of the next year or so, because not only do the Republicans have the majority, but what the Democrat representation was in the Senate is very, to me, diminished in impact. And when you have the Mitt Romneys of the world who are no longer in the Senate to kind of stray the Republicans away, not because they're Collins or Murkowski who just vote purple, reddish purple. Mitt Romney, he's a pretty conservative dude, but he just is got to be all Mitt Romney about everything. And it makes people go, he gone.
Yeah, he liked winning, but he wanted to do it on his terms, and nobody cared about his terms.
And nobody else did, so he didn't.
He just kept talking.
And then this one is mine, and I'm still holding. I'm not putting this one away as a not happening, as a fail yet. Kamala becomes president.
Well, you got what, a week for it to happen this year? Because it could happen still next year.
I'm just saying.
Are you still confident?
I'm going on vacation starting tomorrow. So, yeah, here it is. Put this in the YouTube short when it happens and I'm not here and I don't get to talk about the other hugest story of the entire... Like, the whole highlight reel of all the big things that happened this year are going to be Mike Elam.
Yeah.
I love you, Mike. Thank you for making it so I can go on vacation.
Yeah, and Wrecker.
What was the craziest one in your eyes that you were like, oh my gosh, I'm not going to be there for it? Because there were some crazy ones throughout the year.
Well, it was very personally offensive to me. I know exactly where I was sitting in the Saratoga Springs pool when Joe Biden dropped out. And I'm like, that guy, that dude could have waited. You waited this long. You should have waited for me to come back, because I've been saying this for so long, and I've been saying it in the face of people who are like, Annie, it's Joe Biden. The money dictates this can't be anybody but Joe Biden. Oh, then we come to find out that actually, since Kamala's on the ticket, it can be her money too. I mean, I wanted to be there for that. The assassination attempt, I was on Highway 95 in between Jacksonville, Florida and Orlando when that happened. My kids will always remember that, because I like turn around the car, I'm like, they shot the president. That's like how that all went down. And so I'm watching YouTube TV. I had been watching it and seeing the stuff as it was happening. And then all of a sudden it's like, they're showing that picture of him with the blood on him. I'm like, is he? And they showed him go down, but they didn't show him go back up right away. You know, it's like, what's this situation here? Didn't get to report on any of that. Just sat in my car and tweeted about it. And then Kamala Harris gets the nomination, and there was a week of love and then a series of disaster that was so great for the country. I did get to report on some of that. But I was in my hotel room for the RNC. That whole pew, pew, pew. Republicans everywhere. Everything's great. Everything's awesome. It's the best, most well-produced RNC convention there ever was. And I was like, yes, it is. Watching it from my room.
If he had pushed, I should say he, as in either one of them, Biden or Trump, had pushed that debate back 3 weeks, he's still the nominee. They wouldn't have been able to do anything about it.
I don't know. I think maybe my Kamala Harris becomes president ornament might have come true faster. Mm-hmm. I don't think so. I don't think, you know, when we asked Joe Concha earlier, like, who's making the decisions here? People are talking about, oh, Jill Biden's like, she's all like, burn the whole thing down, which is kind of what it looks like. We didn't even mention today that Joe Biden at like 4 a.m. commuted the sentences of 37 or something death row inmates. The only three that he didn't commute were Sarnoff, who's the Boston Marathon bomber, Dylan Roof, who was the Carolina church shooter, and somebody else who I can't remember off the top of my head. But I mean, these are murderers of people, of children, of law enforcement and stuff. He commuted their sentences.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't commute their sentences. He lowered them to not be the death penalty. They're just going to serve life in prison. I mean, is he making that decision? Who's making that decision?
It's not him.
He's not making any decisions. No. He's not even lucid.
No.
Think about all of the massive things that have happened in the news cycle in the last, even like 2 weeks. What is he spoken on? What is he talking about? What is he doing with his time? He's not commenting. He's not commenting on the fact that anything is taking place. He's not owning anything. Is he even doing it? And if he's not, who is?
That's the big question, isn't it? And it has been the whole 4 years. Who is?
And it's not Kamala either.
Mm-mm. No.
No.
I mean, if you want a yes person, you go to Joe Biden. If you want a hell yes person, you go to Kamala Harris. And that's how we'll end the year. And you didn't. We're going to Trump. It's the greatest comeback ever. I'm so excited. 2025 is going to be lit.
Thank you to all the awesome listeners. Thank you to Todd for dropping off this Christmas food for us today.
Oh, it's
appreciate
so good.
All that. So yeah, just wanted to sneak that in before the end here.
Just hammering the jalapeno and cheese sausage or something.
Oh my gosh. Yep. It is unbelievably good.
I really,
thank you, Todd.
I appreciate you bringing that in here. Ethan, we're going to get to the results here in just a second.
Yes.
But from all of us here, the merriest of Christmases. Thank you so much for making us a part of your afternoon. Go to anniefryshow.com/feedback. If you ever want to weigh in on the show, we want to hear from you. We want to get better. And we appreciate each and every one of you. Thank you for being with us here throughout the course of the year. Let's get to one more YouTube poll before I'm out.
Today's YouTube live chat poll, 206 votes answering, will mixed politics with mixed company be a holiday problem for you this year? Thankful for this overwhelming majority saying no, 87% saying no, that will not be an issue at the holidays this year.
Merry Christmas, Brad. Merry Christmas, Ethan. Merry Christmas, even you, Ryan.
Thank you.
Enjoy
Same
your robe.
To you.
Merry Christmas.